בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שלישי בשבת קודש. Today is Kaf Aleph באלול. לסדר ניצמים ואלך. We're up to שער השני, מאמר בית in the Or Lezion. באהבתה תשגה תמיד. אהבת תורה ואהבת ישראל. The connection, the correlation between love of Hashem's Torah and love of Am Yisrael. אהבת התורה קשורה לאהבת השם ואהבת ישראל. There are three primary אהבות that we are commanded to have in this world. Hashem, Torah, Am Yisrael. And they're all interconnected. שיש שייכות בין ג' האהבות האלו. ולכן מי שאהבת התורה יוקדת בליבו, כשראו יהודי שלומד תורה, יהיה מי שיהיה מבני אשכנז, או ספרד, ילד, או זקן, הוא ממש נהנה. If you really love Torah, then anytime you see anybody being shoked on the Torah, whoever you see doing it, you get like all joyful. Whoever it is, old, young, Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, Mazam Shani. He's doing Ritzon Hashem. Sometimes, Omer le'atzmo halevai she'Hashem yezakeh oti gam ken lilmod Torah. Even if you do learn, we should look at the halevai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the zechut to learn, A, if a person doesn't as much, and even if a person does, halevai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the zechut to learn like that. Lo lekanot. Don't be jealous, be tov ayin. Kinat soflim tarbe chokma, true. But feel, wow, there's more Ritzon Hashem in the world. There's a pasuk in Mishle. Tov ayin hu yevorach, ki natan milachmo ladal. Person in this world has to be, in order to be zoche to the brachot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be tov ayin. Tov ayin has to do with ahava. Just like, if your son, if your talmid is matzliach, you're happy. Why? Because it's you. It's just emshech of you. So to when a random guy also learns Torah and is matzliach, also be tov ayin. Why? Because it's also you. It's just another manifestation of Ritzono Yitbarach ba'olam. Okay, so it's not exactly me. Bseder, machpat li. Nachon? זה החשוב. ועל כן מן הראוי שלימוד התורה יהיה עם לב טוב. Exactly what I just said. שלא יקנה בחברו שמצליח יותר ממנו. You're always going to be surrounded by people. Some people are less successful than you in Torah. Some people more successful. Some people מחברי ספרים. Some people מורה הוראות. Some people don't know how to learn at all. You're always surrounded by a plethora, by a spectrum of different people. Some are always going to be more מצליח. So I'm going to be less matzliach. Ben beruchaniyut, ben begashmiyut. Be tov ayin. Loving Am Yisrael, Ahavat Yisrael means, there's a word in Yiddish called to fargin. You know what that means? Fargin them. Okay. Bekitzer, it just means to feel good for them. Root them on. And not fakely, a lot of people, yeah, good. And inside it's eating their heart out. Genuinely feel good for them, authentically. Ah, eze yofi, I'm really genuinely happy for you. Ki kol echad ose ma shebecholto. At the end of the day, we're all in tzivot Hashem, and everybody has their own thing. Like the army guy, you know, the guy in the army rangers, the guy is, oh, chaval, I'm not a Navy SEAL, I don't know how to swim, I don't... You're not meant to swim, you know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to be on a boat. You're a foot soldier and you're in Air Force. Everybody does their own avodah, be'avodat Hashem, be'tzivot Hashem. So what are you jealous about? You shouldn't be jealous. What's the shtuyot ha'edli? And he says, וכמו שאמרו, לא עליך המלאכה לגמור, ואי אתה בן חורין להיבטל ממנה. Right, it's true. You don't have to finish all the מלאכה, but you got to take part, participate. וכך יראה שבמשך הזמן התורה נותנת לו עוז ויכולת להגיע לדרגות גבוהות. The more you learn, the more you involve yourself in Avodat Hashem, you'll see that you have more capabilities to do so. So I don't have the tools. You might be right, but the more you do it, ba'avatat tishgeh tamid, the more you engross yourself, you involve yourself in the Torah, you see, the next day, you have another tool in your shack. You have another capability to understand what you didn't before. Every day, you become more and more capable. Torah is very much learning on the job. That's what it is. It's not like you go for vocational training like anything else or whatever. You get a degree, you perfect your skills, and then you go out to the workforce. Torah ze lo kacha. Torah, you have to learn it ala basar. You sit down, you learn, you fail, talo mevin, you're frustrated from the frustration, from sometimes from the edge of Yeush comes the Geula v'Yeshua in Limud Torah. Everybody's probably felt like that at some point. You're learning a Gemara, you're learning Rashi, Tosefot, Rishon, Acharon, Maran, Rambam. What does he want? Mazen, you stare. You know, there are certain times when people, you can tell, you look around the basement, don't look for this, but sometimes you see people staring blankly at a page. You know that look? The deer in the headlight look? Klape Adaf Gemara? No, but it's, you know, it's like Biden debate face in the Gemara, you know what I'm saying, Kacha? Right, everybody's been through that. Avdechem HaNe'eman included. Yeah, it starts like that. You think, B'tchilat HaDerech, what do you think, today I don't get stuck? You think today, so, you think G'dolei Olam don't get stuck sometimes on Pshatim? You ever open up a Rebbe Kveiger? You know how many Tzarich Yuns he has? What does that mean? That means he got stuck somewhere. That's what a Tzarich Yun is. That's a beautiful... Again and again, and then it comes to fruition. Then you understand. Good. Try your best. You also have to know when to move on. You know what I'm saying? You can't. There's a big shas out there. There's a whole masechet out there. You can't get stuck on, you know, one daf, two dapim for. Sometimes you got to move. Ask for whatever, you try your best, and then you move on, like anything else. You know what I'm saying? Can't get stuck there for life. Now, ki ein davar shemagbia et ha'adam yoter milimud ha'Torah. Bar none, there's absolutely nothing that raises a person more than limud ha'Torah. Nothing gives you more koach, drive, energy, cheshek, and success than actually doing it. No, but I don't get it to do it. That's okay. Do it anyway, but I don't get it. You're still doing it. I didn't understand. Do it again. And again. וככל שלומד יותר עם מחשבה טובה של אהבת ישראל, כך נשמתו מתקדשת. Every time you sit down, it's interesting what he's saying. Usually, we start off תפילה with אהבת ישראל, right? הרי אוהב כל אחד ואחד מישראל כנפשי ומאודי. He's saying to start off לימוד התורה also with אהבת ישראל. You know that? Every time you sit down, I love Am Yisrael. I wish everybody is Matzliach. Who's the first one to do that? Who's the quintessential Ohev Yisrael that thought like that? You remember an episode in Parashat, Beha'alotecha. Eldad u'medad mitnabbeim b'machaneh. They were running around saying a nevuah. What was the nevuah that Eldad u'medad said? Moshe met v'Yoshua machnis le'eretz Yisrael. Whoa! Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu's son ran over to him. Yoshua got all kanai. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Yoshua? Hamkane atali, relax. Umiiten kol am Hashem nevi'im. Ki iten Hashem et rucho alehim. Says, it's wonderful. Halevai, the entire Am Yisrael should be nevi'im. Not just me. I'd love company, says Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what that is? It's tuv lev. He loved Am Yisrael. Let every... Now, again, what happens to the precious commodity of the Navi if all of Am Yisrael is Navim? Loses stature, right? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Umi yiten kol am Hashem Navim. Halevai, everybody should... Wait a second. You know what? They just said you're going to die. You're not going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Your dreams are shattered. You know, if that was like today, they'd make a song, Shattered Dreams and whatever. Nachon, does it? And Moshe Rabbeinu with his dream shattered and everything, what did he say? Good, continue. Genuinely, because Moshe Rabbeinu loved Am Yisrael ad insof. You chop that? You chop that level? Somebody's running around with potential nevuah, saying you're the Gdol Ador, saying you're going to die, and whatever, and who are you? Instead of putting them to death, when you could have, you like promote them. Zemo Sherabenu. Have a good day.